Before we get into the details of today's shiur, I want to share a story with you. A story that happened many years ago when I was a bocher learning in the yeshiva in Toronto, which really got me started to learn in Yoni Gul Moshiach more in depth. I was sitting in Zal one day, and someone from the community came into the yeshiva. Now, the way the Kehillah works, Pashat Begashmi, is in Toronto, most of the Lubavitchers live further north of the yeshiva. They call it up north. The yeshiva is more what they call down south. That's just the way they talk about things over there. And the yeshiva was opposite or near a not Lubavitcher girls' high school, which was down the block or so. And there was one of the parents that had a Lubavitcher parents that had a girl in this high school and came to pick her up from school or something like that. And then came into Zal and said, "I want to talk to you." I said, "Okay." "So I want to tell you a story that happened." I said, "Okay." He said that her daughter was in school. His daughter was in school. And the teacher asked the class, "So tell me, what are you looking forward to?" Everyone has things that they're looking forward to. What are you looking forward to in life? So one girl said, let's say, I don't know, my sister's wedding, my brother's bar mitzvah, my trip to Eretz Yisrael. Everyone has things in life that they're looking forward to. Bubby and Zaidi, who knows what? And the Lubavitcher girl said that I'm really looking forward that Mirtz Hashem, this year Mashiach will come. I'm looking forward to living in Yemois HaMashiach. So the teacher, a frum woman, got very vividly and clearly upset and said, told this girl, "Are you really looking forward to Mashiach? Don't you know that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a big Yoyim Hadin? Hashem is going to judge everybody. Are you really ready to be judged by Hashem? Like, is that something you really want? You're really looking forward to being standing and being judged by Hashem? Do you feel ready to be judged by the Eibishter?" And the girl told her father, that is this Yoyim Hadin true? Is there a Yoyim Hadin after Tchiyas HaMeisim? And maybe, is it Taka so scary? Should we want Mashiach? And the father didn't really know what to answer. So he came to Zal looking for someone that would be able to possibly allay the fears of his daughter. Now it happened to be that I had recently, before that, learned a letter of the Rebbe that actually asks this very question, which the Rebbe addresses the very question, "Im yeshnoi liyoyim adin achrei sheyichyu ameisim, will there be a judgment day after Tchiyas HaMeisim?" So I shared this letter of the Rebbe with this person, but this is a real, real subject, a very important piece of knowledge, because literally there are hundreds of Fruma people which are scared of Mashiach because of the Yoyim Hadin. So what is the status of this Yoyim Hadin after Tchiyas HaMeisim, right when Mashiach comes? So the first thing the Rebbe says is that there are three shittas regarding Yoyim Hadin. The first shitta is truly the Ramban. The Ramban says, Taka, that after Tchiyas HaMeisim, yeah, Yoyim Hadin HaGadol, will be the great judgment day. Shaboy kol adam nidoin kefi ma'asav. Everyone's going to be judged based on their actions, based on what we did in the time of Golos. So that's how we're going to be judged when Mashiach comes. So seemingly a very, very scary time is coming. However, the Barbanel writes, that the Yoyim Hadin is not for people which already had the Yoyim Hadin when they passed away, because every neshama that passes away, they're going to come up l'mayla and they have already a judgment. So they don't have to be rejudged when Mashiach comes. So the Yoyim Hadin is not for them. However, the Arizal, once you start learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Arizal has a whole different approach. Listen to the words of the Arizal. The Arizal said, once every neshama passed Yom Kippur and after Gilgulim, Lama l'lachsev liyas nidoynis b'yom hadin ha'gadol. Why is it that we have to be judged again? What's this Yom Hadin when Mashiach comes? So therefore, listen to what the Arizal answers. V'yesh lo'imar, ki Yom Hadin ha'gadol einoy ela l'umay sa'oylam. This whole Yom Hadin is only for goyim. Yidin are not going to need a Yom Hadin. Yidin already suffered through golos. Yidin already took care of whatever they had to take care of. So the Yidin are not going to have a Yom Hadin. The Yom Hadin is only going to be for Umas HaOlam. This is what the Arizal paskins. Now, comes the question, what about those neshames that passed away right before Mashiach, and they didn't have a chance to get their din, lemaila? So the Rebbe brings down a sefer, that it could be that they'll get a very quick, intense punishment, that even though it'll be a short time, will be intense enough to clear them of all their averis. However, this is very exciting to know that the main Yom Hadin is going to be on the Goyim. The Friedrich Rebbe once addressed it. Listen to the words of the Friedrich Rebbe. I'm going to translate into English. When Mashiach will come, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen, there's going to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, and then there's going to be a Dinu Mishpat for those that get up for Tchiyas HaMeisim. And even those that are going to live in the time of Mashiach, they're also going to have a din v'mishpat. But it's not going to be something negative. Don't be scared of this Yom Hadin. Why? Listen to what the Friedrich Rebbe says. Their din v'mishpat v'mishpat in Mashiach alein. Mashiach is going to be the judge of this Yom Hadin. Regarding Mashiach says, the Pasuk says, Loi l'mari ein of yishpat v'loi l'mishmazn of yechiyach. Mashiach is going to have a special sense of reach. He's not going to judge by what his eyes see and what his ears hear. But rather, Mashiach is going to be mislabish inside the life of each individual Yid. And listen, here's the key words. Every Yid that's going to come to Mashiach, Mashiach is going to find a schus why this person should be worthy of brachas. Why? We did Avedis. So what's Mashiach going to look inside our neshama? And what's he going to find out? We really didn't want to sin. Rather, we couldn't fight our Yetzer Hara. Mashiach, says the Friedrich Rebbe, v'tzen di gute zeit. He's going to see the good side. Der far yidden to tshuva. And therefore, yidden should do tshuva. And regret the things that were not good. Doing tshuva and having charata now will help us merit to be as a Mashiach. Mashiach's hanhog is going to be v'shofat b'tzedek dalim v'chiyach misha le'in ve'oretz. Adal is nit madreg v'noni ve'evyein. Adal is nit weit von a osher b'deyan, nor is oldal vas is yodim ha-seget tom vas v'shteit. In other words, according to the Friedrich Rebbe, Yidin actually should look forward to the mishpat of Mashiach. Mashiach is not going to have any negative things to say. No Yidin are going to be punished because of this Yom Hadin. Adrabe, the Yom Hadin is going to be that if there's going to be any gzeid on any individual Yid, and the Beis and Shalmaila is going to want to punish that Yid, Mashiach is going to be like the lawyer for this Yid. And Mashiach is going to get up. And Mashiach is going to say, you're going to punish this Yid. Do you know what this Yid went through? Do you know what hardships he went through? And you know that really deep down he didn't want to sin. He had a strong Yitzhah Hara. There was a strong Golos. Like the Helika Bar Ditchever said. He said, how could the Eibishter punish us if Olam Hazeh put in front of our eyes, and all the Ruchnias he put in Svarim, he said, let the Eibush to put Ruchnias in front of our eyes, and put the Gashmias in Svarim. But when you have that perspective on Klal Yisroel, and when Mashiach is going to be Malam Mitzchusim for Klal Yisroel, so then there's not going to be any negative Yom Adin and any negative punishments. And Adrabah, we should be looking forward. Obviously, we shouldn't rely that the Eibush should have to bail us out, that Mashiach should have to bail us out. We want to do Tshuva and Charot to Bizman Hazeh, so we shouldn't need to have this type of Limud Tzchus. But on the other hand, knowing what the Arizal says, that it's only going to be for the Goyim, and what the Friedrich Rebbe said, that the Mashiach is going to be Malam Mitzchus, no Yid should be afraid of the Yom Adin, La'asad Lovay.